Good morning, friends around the world. In today's meditation, I'd like us to look within. In these troubling times, I'd like us to consider our anxiety, our stress, and our uncertainty. We really don't know how this is all going to play out in the end, do we? Many of us have a sense of helplessness, a sense of having no control over the outcome. And to a great extent, that sense is true. Oh, we can wash our hands and keep our distance from others, which is an absolute essential thing to do right now. But for many of us, it doesn't seem to relieve our anxiety, stress, and uncertainty. So what can we do? How can we relieve some of this terrible feelings? Let's consider two professions. Maybe find some understanding about our battles within, or as Trish would call it, our sticky feelings. So here are the two professions. One profession is a person who builds bridges. The other is a person who builds walls. Even though it's not an either-or question, let's limit ourselves to consider these two options for now. You see, even though both builders appear to be doing the same sort of work, what they are creating is what impacts them and others. And that is our meditation for today, dealing with our sticky feelings. Let's look at the wall builder first and call him Wally. Wally's job is focused on security. He has to keep things he fears away from himself and others on his side. Wally feels very comfortable as long as the wall is doing its job. But the problem with Wally and others who support his work is that the wall is never as secure as anyone would like it. Someone always gets through no matter how high the wall becomes. And so Wally spends his whole life in fear, trying to figure out a way to make the wall he built more secure. And the trouble is that never happens. Wally lives in constant anger, judgment, and fear of the things on the other side, the things he's trying to keep out. Now let's look at the bridge builder. Let's call the bridge builder what? Bridget? Did you guess that before I said it? Although Bridget does the same sort of work as Wally, she has an entirely different persona. She doesn't live in fear. She's not angry at the structures you built, nor the things on the other side. Instead, she opens her heart, her mind, and her very being and says to everything, "Welcome." Her life of bridge building is one of hospitality. Will she be hurt by some that use her bridge? Absolutely. Her bridge building will hurt her sometimes. But it will also enable her to experience so many blessings that she wouldn't have experienced had she not built the bridge. Her life is filled with optimism, love, compassion, joy, and yes, sometimes pain and disappointment. Her life is full, and in the end, she has no regrets for living a life as a bridge builder. So, my dear friends, consider Wally and Bridget. Ask yourself this question. What do I need to consider to be like Bridget? As this meditation closes, join me in a prayer. Trish and I pray it each morning together.
We stand with our hands reaching out.
And we pray, God, fill me with your unconditional love, please. And we stand there in silence for a minute, reaching out to God before we say, Amen. Pray with me. God, fill me with your unconditional love, please. Amen.